Cars. They are such a part of our everyday life. One person like you and I cannot go one day without seeing a car of some type anywhere on the roads, on our lives, in the streets, at our work. But if you want the best place to find a car, I'd recommend the Palladium Auto Park. There, they have the largest selection of car brands in Eastern Canada. There, you'll find brands from Chevrolet to Volkswagen and almost everything in between. You can find us just off the 417, or right across from the Canadian Tire Centre. Stop by today and check out the new 2019 models. But we come to our first issue. Rising gas prices. It's been said in the news recently that gas prices due to climate change and lack of resources has been driven up astronomically. One cannot go past a gas station without seeing a gas price anywhere below $1.20. And one might think, well, that's not too bad. But in the long run, that's a whopping cost out of your monthly car bill. In response to this crisis, many car companies around the world, in North America, Europe, and Asia, have decided to build either hybrid, full electric, or very low fuel consumption cars in response to the crisis. But there are some car companies that haven't. Let's take, I don't know, Lamborghini, for example. They have not once in their 56-year history ever attempted to make anything that involves an electric motor. Nothing. No hybrids, no battery powers. It's been straight V8s and V12s for their entire history. Now, I'm not complaining because who doesn't like a V8 Lamborghini or a V12 Lamborghini Aventador? But unfortunately, after all this time, Lamborghini has stopped being stubborn and has finally decided to release a concept vehicle that is all electric, otherwise known as the Terzo Millennio. But one might think, is Lamborghini just being a bandwagoner? Because most other high-end European car companies like Porsche, Ferrari, Maserati, Aston Martin, they've all made their own electric supercars. Because they all know that the age of gas-powered cars is nearing closer to an end. It's like closing another chapter in history, as were the great steam trains of the early 1800s and up to the early 1900s. But batteries aren't the only things powering our new cars these days. Most people prefer hybrid cars, in which a gas-powered motor as well as a battery-powered motor drive the car. And in some cases, the battery can be switched on only, and the engine can be only switched on. Which is favorable in our country, like Canada, where cold, harsh winters would usually take a massive toll on electric batteries. But the one thing that's annoying us is that most modern climate scientists believe that the best car for our countries is a small front-wheel drive electric car like the Toyota Prius. But since car batteries are like phone batteries, in which prolonged exposure to very cold weather shortens their battery life drastically, you don't see many of them driving around in winter because people still rely on their gas-powered cars. But also, there is one other option aside from batteries and hybrids, and that's been most put to use in Iceland in their public transit. Because in Iceland, every single one of their public transit buses now runs on, guess what? Hydrogen fuel cells, which I believe is the future of car batteries and car power. Because all you need for running hydrogen fuel cells is water. And all they give off is oxygen. The one issue is, that the price of the current fuel cells is extremely high, as in one pound bar of hydrogen for your car costs about $24, which is about the same price as about 20 liters of gas in our current prices, which is very high, and in some cases too high for the average commuter, which is why we have stuck with mainly EV cars and battery-powered cars and hybrid cars. But the future. The future is getting brighter every day with the release of newer and wackier concept things. Things like flying cars. Yes, they have been tried in the past, but nowadays becoming more and more of a future. A future in like the Jetsons, in which we all have our own little flying cars that we can whiz around the city with. But then I come to an issue. Most drivers nowadays cannot even handle a car on the ground. So the thought of having these drivers all flying around, they're basically their own aircraft, is a dangerous thought. Flying cars could be the future, but they are extremely dangerous. A very dangerous prospect indeed. Of course, well, that might not be all of it. Because some people say, oh, we don't need cars, take the train. Nah. Sure, they may say that electric trains like the Iroh AGV or the Shinkansen or the TGV, they say they're all like super fast, super efficient, super energy friendly future methods of transportation. That's what they all say, but no. In fact, when it comes to cross-country and intercity travel, those electric trains are worse than airplanes. They use more energy than a plane uses to fly from, let's say, London to Paris than an airplane would. Airplanes are better than trains, if you believe that. But then again, we come to other issues. Trains aren't good everywhere. As in the United States, there's never been a proper train line across the United States because the cities are too far apart and airplanes are basically the fastest way to get between them. And there's been some controversy recently about building high-speed trains across the U.S. as a replacement for aircraft, which probably won't work. But cars. They've shaped our history. They've sparked our curiosity for what the future has to hold. What movie have you not seen that doesn't have some kind of car in it? What movie car do you find the most, let's say, how would I say it? Exhilarating. What car do you find most memorable? Could it perhaps be the DeLorean from Back to the Future? Or perhaps the Chevy Camaro from Transformers? Or the family truckster from the Vacation series of movies? Nonetheless, the future is bright with cars. Though most of us may not like it, we will have to deal with it. And though we may soon say goodbye to the age of very large gas-powered motors, they will always have a place in our hearts and in history books as one of the greatest eras of human history. Well, now we move on to our bonus section of the day, which is where I talk about a certain kind of car in the market at the moment. And today's car, I think, is the 2019 Hyundai Kona, which is apparently rated the 2019 Sports Utility Vehicle of the Year. It seems very compact, comes in a variety of colors, and seems like the perfect car for someone who lives in the city, doesn't have a very big fuel budget, and doesn't need something too big. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Stay tuned next week when we review the future of railways. Thank you, and good night.